Hey, it's Motley Fool Money co-host Dylan Lewis here. If you're listening to us, it's because you love following the stock market and learning about business stories. If you're looking to keep learning and unlocking your potential, then you should check out the Think Fast, Talk Smart podcast produced by our friends over at the Stanford Graduate School of Business. Think Fast, Talk Smart is the Webby Award-winning best business podcast that's received nearly 43 million downloads and is the number one career podcast in 95-plus countries, so you know it's worth your time. Each week, host and Stanford lecturer Matt Abraham sits down with experts to discuss the best tips to hone and develop your communication skills, from making small talk that leaves a big impression, to keeping your nerves in check while speaking, to being more persuasive. Whether you're working on your elevator pitch or planning an important meeting, strong communication skills are important in business and life in general. That's why you'll hear from pros like neuroscientist Andrew Huberman on how to manage speaking anxiety, as well as speechwriter, best-selling author, and friend of the Fool, Dan Pink, on how to take risks in your communication, and psychologist Kelly McGonigal on how to harness nervous energy to fuel powerful presentations. All that and so much more available on the Think Fast, Talk Smart podcast. So what are you waiting for? Listen every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.
With the Motley Fool Money Extra, I'm Chris Hill. If you're better at thinking critically about other people's situations than you are at thinking about your own, well, you're not alone. It's called Solomon's Paradox, and it's basically the ability to think more reasonably about another person's problems than your own. Olga Kazan is a writer for The Atlantic, and this is something she covered in her book Weird, The Power of Being an Outsider in an Insider World. As she tells it, there is a way to use Solomon's paradox to your own advantage.
There's a lot of research that shows that thinking about your problems from a third person perspective can help you make a better decision or just kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel where you weren't able to before. It could be as simple as instead of saying like, I need to decide what to do, say to yourself like, Olga needs to decide what she's going to do. And this can be really helpful in a number of experiences. I write about it as applied to people who had a big crisis in their lives because they were different and they felt this like extreme alienation from other people around them. But you could also use this if you're like deciding between two different jobs or two different places to live or, you know, something else where you have to kind of give yourself advice. And the best way to think of it really is as you're giving yourself advice because people tend to provide better advice when they think of themselves as like a different person because it just helps remove you from that immediate situation that you're too close to.
I'm Chris Hill. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.